FBI mining data from 9 U.S. internet companies. That's besides all the phone stuff mixed in between. Oh, boy. Privacy versus being a patriot. That's what they're trying to sell us. Hey, America. Kate Delaney, this is America Tonight. Coming up in this hour of the show, boy, we have some great things headed your way, including a world-renowned numerologist will join us. Plus, we'll be talking to Dr. Lillian Glass about Paris Hilton and why we're starting to see so many younger people who are giving up on life, who are disillusioned, whether they're wealthy kids, poor kids, coming back from war, whatever it might be.
Paris Jackson, not Paris Hilton,
thank you. It's Paris Jackson. Her attempted suicide, the daughter of Michael Jackson. So what is it that has younger people so disillusioned that they're taking their lives? Because we've seen a weird phenomenon now about that more than any other time, they say, in collecting the statistics in our history. In the meantime, if you were in Florida, boy, I hope you had a very big raincoat and an umbrella. Some of you are listening to us in the great state of Florida, so you know what I'm talking about. I have family just there inside of Orlando and Tampa on Davis Island especially. And what a big, big storm this was. Tropical Storm Andrea is packing one wet, big kiss to that state, soaking millions of people, not just in Florida, but along the eastern seaboard. The swath of this storm is incredible. It includes really parts of 13 states, from all the way from Georgia to Maine, too. Flash flood watches. This is what happens when you have massive amounts of rain. I mean, we all get that. We know that. And we know it can happen. But then when it actually happens and you're overwhelmed because you happen to be out somewhere and you didn't expect that 6 inches of rain were going to suddenly dump on you, seemingly within a few hours. That's in New York City. They're saying a couple of inches of rain that would fall into Saturday. But really, really torrential stuff is hitting some towns and some of those nooks and crannies that I always mention on the show. So it was centered actually 40 miles west of Jacksonville, Florida, and 65 miles east, southeast of Valdosta, Georgia, which is famous for, well, it's close to Vidalia, famous for there, of course, onions. So despite all the warnings and everything else, you know, we're still, with the high winds and how much rain comes down at one time, we're still in for the treat of flooding. And I think the flooding is what's so tough on people in low-lying areas, because, you know, you try to do the sandbag thing, you know, in your mind that you see the storm, you look at it, you hear the weather guy and everything else, but I don't think you're ever quite prepared for what happens afterwards when you go out to your yard and you realize it, or you see the basement is flooded, or you're out somewhere in the car and you're going underneath an underpass and suddenly you're practically swept away. All right, speaking of being swept away, you know, this phone snooping stuff, is it legit? Is it a smash on our privacy? What is it? Is it government overreach? I can think of a lot of descriptive adjectives to throw out. The FBI director, Robert Mueller, is going to be asked about this. And he's been asked about this by a couple different people. But The Guardian published a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They published that. The court order that applied to phone information from Verizon. And when he comes next week before the House Judiciary Committee, meaning our FBI director, the panel's chairman says he's going to ask him that he's very concerned about the Department of Justice, that they might have abused the intent of the law, and they will investigate that. They're also going to look at Eric Holder, the attorney general, and what the entire briefing of what he knew and where he stands on all of this. And this goes back to the whole AP thing. So this is another one in the summer of investigations that's not going away. So we have now U.S. spy agencies looking through our internet information. Phone records are being culled over because Verizon just had a big dump. The AP reporters harassed, I think, by the culling over so many of the phone records, even their parents' phone records, relatives' phone records, not just your primary cell phone and not just the office number, but anything they could get their hands on. So to me, it is too much of a reach. And it probably depends if we broke it out on every single individual situation, but James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, is saying, where are these stories coming from? Where are we getting these statements from? What is that about? And the reason is because he was upset by that British newspaper I mentioned, The Guardian, but also The Post, reporting that our intelligence agencies had access to the central servers, because this is the key part of this story. Forget all the other trappings and trimmings that I threw out there, but access to the central servers of 9 big technology firms. And who are the big technology firms? I know you know them. Think about it. It's like a quiz when you're in second grade. Apple, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Facebook. Are you on any of those? Is any of your information, are you posting on these? Are you talking about where you went, things you did, who you work for? Is your personal information out there? Well, the answer is, of course it is. Of course it is. And by the way, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act is pretty big, right? So there's Section 702 that they're zeroing in on or will next week. In that, what it does, and it was recently reauthorized by our Congress, you probably forgot about this, but one of the bodies, along with the executive branch and Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, they have the oversight over aspects of intelligence gathering. So that's scary. Now, Clapper would tell you, because he's backing this up, that what it is it will help us move forward in acquiring foreign intelligence information concerning non-U.S. people that are located outside of the United States, that it can't be used to intentionally target any American citizens, any other U.S. people, or anyone within the United States. It's only people in other countries. So he's defending the American intelligence effort as a whole, the push that's on, saying the information that we're getting, that we've collected under this program, is incredibly valuable. Why? Because we're trying to protect our country from the nuts, from the wide variety of threats that we're facing. In other words, terroristic threats. So Clapper is furious, and he's calling out people who are disclosing information about a program he says is entirely legal. Look at Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And he says the leaks are reprehensible and risky because it risks important protections for the security of Americans. So really, you know what we're weighing now? We're weighing information, personal information, gathering that information, what's legal, what's an overreach, and how do we stay secure, and how far do you tip those scales when you're trying to thwart an elusive enemy in terrorists, whether it's homegrown or off our shores. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Yeah. Let me take it back to school.
You about a 5, I'm a 9. Do the math, baby. Double you ain't half of my 24. Carrot, baby. You say we have chemistry. I say it's biology. That don't change the fact that we ain't got the.
I want a top 10, you're a bunny boy. Fly chick like me to have any boy. You are trap star, I got 20 boy. Car 5-star, yeah, I got 20 more. I'm She-Ra, I need a He-Man. Me off my feet, he'll be sweeping. I need a super, not a Jimmy Neutron. But the only thing you're saving is coupons. Got a car like a can of SpaghettiOs. Got the rims looking like they're aluminum.
So how do you know if you have that chemistry? Some people say it's all about numbers, meaning your numbers and his numbers. Numerology is in a very, very big way, but it's been around for a long time in the study of numbers. Many, many people program their life by numbers, and they say that's how you really crack the code. I know a super successful businessman that I had lunch with maybe 2 months ago, and we talked about this, and he said he has learned to study numbers. A numerologist taught him, and he won't do certain meetings at certain times because he knows it's absolutely not right. And he said he's followed this for the past 10 years, and that's what turned things around for him. He's too well known for me to say his name, but I might convince him to come on the show. That would be pretty fun. In our virtual green room right now, excited about our next guest because she knows the power of numbers, Dr. Felicia Bender. And she shares numbers with lots of people. In fact, she's the author of Redesign Your Life Using Numerology to Create the Wildly Optimal You. I love the title of that book. Dr. Bender, thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight.
Well, thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
So when did you learn about numerology and really embrace that idea and start to find out all these cool things that you could help people with?
Well, the bitter irony to that, Kate, is that I actually hate math. It is It is, as from childhood, has been one of my most anxiety-producing subjects. And so it's fascinating, actually, how I stumbled across it. It must be 4 or 5 years now. And I was actually in a bookstore, and, you know, have you ever had that experience? Something just literally flies off the shelf into your hand. And it was a book that had something. It wasn't a numerology book, but it had some numerology in it. And I just fell in love. It was this missing puzzle piece for me, because I'm a very practical minded person. I'm a spiritually minded person, but I want something that I can really count on and that is tangible. And with numerology, you just do the math. It's not like a strengths finder, which is great, and all of that, but you don't have to answer all these questions. And depending on your, you know, what you're feeling that day, are you a confident person? Well, yes today, tomorrow no. Your numerology, you just do the calculations, and it gives you a vast amount of knowledge, and it's so incredibly accurate. So that's what, it was really a missing puzzle piece for me in my search to not only help myself, but to help others.
So, and you go by your name and your birth date, correct?
That's correct. You get a variety of numbers. I like to say that the birth date ones, the birth date numbers are the most obviously stable, because it's something that never changes. You can obviously change the vibration of your name. And I like to use the example, do you think Elton John would be who he is if he were still Reginald Dwight?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting the different vibratory influence that comes in, and so and often I've actually consulted with people who say, you know, what happened to my best friend? I was her you know, bridesmaid at her wedding, and 3 months later we weren't friends anymore. It was like,
ooh.
I think that she took that name, changed the influences on her life, and changed some things for her. And anyway, it's a wonderful tool. And you're exactly right. You use the birth date and you use the name, and they give you different numbers which mean different things for you.
So if I, and of course we have different versions of your name, but if mine, mostly what I would always go by is Kate Delaney, and March 30th is my birthday. And do you need the year too? Do you do years 3/30?
And the interesting thing for this venue is we'll only do one number, because it's much more into calculating to do the name. But mm-hmm. Let's do the. I always say, if you're only going to know one number in your numerological chart, it would be your life path number, and mm-hmm. that is derived from your birth date. So let's do your birth date. I'm afraid I do need the whole.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
No. Everybody knows. There's no secret about that. So 3/30.
Okay.
People are sensitive. 3/30.
Sorry about that.
3/30/76.
Okay, 1976. Now, for those of you listening, get out your pen and do this for yourself. So you put down your birth date. You're going to use Kate's as an example. So we would write that as 3/30, mm-hmm. 1976. Then, easy as pumpkin pie, we might say, you just add it up like a long addition problem. So you go 3 + 3 = 6, +1 = 7, +9 = 16. +7, so that's 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, +6, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Were you doing that with me? Because
I was.
Have to do it more than once. Is that correct, 29?
I think I have the same thing as you. I'm just
awesome.
Like you with math, by the way, but 29, yeah.
Okay, so we have 29. So now what you need to know is that always in numerology, we digit down to a one-digit number. We always are looking for the number 1 through 9. So you keep adding. So you would take the 2 plus the 9, which equals 9, 10, 11. Okay? Now, Kate, you're just giving me some wonderful stuff here, because you are what's called a master number. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that, what that means, because the life path number, what I like to say is that it indicates basically what you checked in to do, what your life's mission is, what your life's purpose is, and what happens is it has the optimal qualities, and then it also points to those tendencies, the obstacles, the challenges that you are going to go through throughout your life. And what I like to say is that it offers you your theme. And that when you get those key words, the thing that you're here to do is always the most difficult thing for you to do.
Mm.
Okay?
Right.
And so, yeah, because it's all a learning process. So, the things that you're here to do will pose the most trouble for you and in interesting ways. And so as an 11-2, you are a master number if you come up with an 11 or a 22 or a 33, those double-digit numbers, you're what's called a master number. Now, I know people out there are going to be going, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm so jealous I'm not a master number. Why is she a master number that Kate?
Yeah.
And what I say about that is you're just where you need to be, and the master numbers actually indicate that you have kind of checked in with higher potential, but also more intense challenges. And so the issue with it is that really it's not easy, okay, to be a master path, because, Kate, can you sit still?
No, not really, no.
Mm-mm. You have nervous energy out the yin-yang.
Yeah,
okay?
True.
And you again, you are always feeling like you're not quite doing enough. It's not it. It should be more purposeful. It's this, that, and the other thing. So that comes with that master path territory. What we're going to talk about first is that your actual, the foundational energy for you is the two. And the two is you're who I would call the mediator. You're really all about harmony, balance, cooperation, and love.
True, and that's true.
Is that true for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And your biggest kick, your biggest thrill is actually serving the dynamics of the group. Is that true for you?
Very true. I mean, I'm not disputing anything you said. Everything is dead on.
Okay, because you love it. I mean, you are the one who wants to make it all happen behind the scenes. Now, if you were just a two, you would be a person who I would be very surprised to be a personality on the radio. Because a two likes to be behind the scenes. They would rather kind of, I'm sorry to say, projectile vomit rather than
be on the air.
They don't want the spotlight. It really is nerve-wracking. There is that, a little bit of that underneath you, but the 11 pushes you out. And, you know, a few celebrities examples, if that helps for listeners, Stephen Colbert is an 11-2.
Wow.
Madonna is an 11-2. So Mr. and Mrs. Obama are 11-2s.
11-2s, okay. Yeah.
And also one of my favorites, Robert Downey Jr. And I think he's a wonderful example because the two can have a lot of ups and downs in their life, a lot of friction in terms of maybe addictions, maybe other things that are just because you're also very, very, very highly emotional. Do you know, like, what everyone's feeling in the room?
Yes, always.
So it's a gift and a curse for you because that is one of the ways that you're really able to mediate and be, you know, diplomatic, because you know how to communicate with everyone. But
right.
On the flip side of that, you've got to protect yourself emotionally, because what I like to say about the life path is that it'll give you those indicators of all these amazing talents you have.
Yeah.
But it'll also point to the
other stuff.
The other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Dr. Bender, hang on a second. Can you hang with us a little bit longer?
Oh, absolutely. Love it.
All right. Coming up on the flip side, more with Dr. Felice.
Health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're talking to my new best friend, Dr. Felicia Bender, who says I have a master number, and she's telling me all these wonderful things, and she, so far, I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. Everything she has said is dead on correct. Everything that you have said is right, Felicia. Everything. I mean, when you're talking about where it's never enough, you feel like it's not enough, and all of that combined has been right on. Somebody sent me something in the break. Barry in Illinois, who's an attorney, he's being annoying. He said, "Oh, I added up all my numbers. You have to ask is," and he put it all together and he got six. And he said, "Is six the master number?" And you told us at the beginning,
six. Does it add up to 30? Three before you digit it down. So if it's a double digit of 33 before you add the 3 plus 3 equals 6, yes, that is. But if it's just a single number, it's not.
So meaning when they put month and the date together, if that was like 3 plus 3, would be
correct.
Six.
Well, and always remember out there, when you're doing your number, you can't do it like you're writing a check. Like you couldn't do. If anyone writes checks anymore, I mean, who writes checks anymore? But Kate, you know, if we put 3:30:76, Mm-hmm. You've got to put the 19 in there, first of all. And then second of all, if you, you know, again, if you get that double digit, it indicates a master number. And this man's six, there are actually, if you look at, if you go to Redesign Your Life, which is the book I wrote, there are a few other ways to add it. And there are ways in which it, I'm not being very clear right here. Okay, let me step back. When you do it in the long way that I showed you, that's the most optimal way to find out if you have a strong vibration of the master. Yet, there are some ways that you could add it where you can find if it's kind of hidden, if there's a hidden one in there, because you can do it kind of like the old math problems that were, where the numbers are on top of each other. I'm trying to do that visually for us, you know, verbally on the radio. It's kind of hard. But anyway, it's, you can do it a couple more ways and you might find a hidden master number in there. But for our purposes, if you don't have a 33 the long way, I would rely on the six, on the basic six.
All right, the basic six. So there you go. That answers the question. So master number. And of course, there's all these other numbers, and they mean different things. And as you're going through it, it's how do you apply, like I said, and this was really a true story that this businessman that I have had lunch with when I was asking him, well, what's part of, how'd you really turn things around? And he was a practical person and said, well, you're not going to believe it. I met this guy in England, and here's what happened. And similar to you, he felt like it just, the information touched him, and he really does operate his life that way, and it's worked out for him.
Well, and the interesting thing about the numbers is you can go basic and get some really great information, and then you can dig down into it, because what he's probably doing, you also have personal, you also have a vibration for your month that will kind of guide you into the, you know, what I like to say is it offers themes, because let's say, for instance, let me ask you, there's also another aspect that I find very, very useful called the personal year. Mm-hmm. And what that means, Kate, is that we all, in numerology, we believe that we go through 9-year cycles in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those years, cycles, when you know the basic defining qualities of each of the numbers 1 through 9, you can be, I like to say, it's like knowing the theme to your party for the year. I mean, did you watch the Bridget Jones Diary?
I did. Yes.
Do you remember when she shows up to the party in the Playboy Bunny?
Yeah, she's off. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a black tie affair. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, do you ever feel that way, that you've shown up at the wrong party in the wrong costume for your year? You know?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Yeah. Like, you're like, where am I? This is not working at all. So when you know your numbers, you can understand that if it's a one personal year, it's the beginning of a cycle. So the nine is, I always look at the number at the year cycle 9 through 9 and 1, because those are kind of the punctuation points in your life. I will be talking to people and we end up doing their charts, and those will be the, if you ask them their life story, it's like, oh, this is when this dramatic thing happened. This is when I moved. This is when I got a divorce. This is when those big moments in your life are often at those the end of a cycle and the beginning of another one. It's very interesting.
Wow.
And so for you, what was going on 3 years ago for you, Kate?
3 years ago for me. Wow,
I started
like a business that I had nothing to do with this business, and broadcasting is my love, and that's what I do, but I had also this side thing of a business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the end of the cycle. So you were completing. What did you get rid of in order to do that? Cause the nine is the number of completion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number of letting go. So often that 9 year is a little tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a year of endings, and it's kind of like, I like to liken it to the nine. Do you know people who are married or who are dating who want to break up, but they won't break up until they have someone else?
Yes.
You know people like that?
Yes.
Well, the nine personal year won't allow you to do that. You have to get rid of what you no longer need without knowing what's next.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Well, I would say there was a big move, and the big move made a big difference.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so so what you're in this year, Kate, is your three personal year, and that is all about... It's all about communication. It's all about creative self-expression. It's all about, this is a great year to get out there, to network. Mm. It's light. Does it feel lighter than last year?
Yes. Yeah, definitely, because I wouldn't have been doing that. I mean, we have taken the show all over the place. We've done a lot of different things, been all over the map, really, more than ever before.
Exactly. So last year was a little slower, a little more of a we year, us year rather than a me.
Yeah.
And this year is a great year to really cultivate getting in touch with your emotions in a very authentic way, and then being able to communicate them both to yourself and to those around you. But the three is the number of joy. It's social. It's you know, getting out there and having some fun. So the nice thing is to know that about the year. It's a great year to take a class in anything creative that you love. Take a public speaking course. Write, you know, do some writing. Do anything like that that is going to cultivate that, and the energy of the year supports you with that.
How interesting. I'm almost finished a book, so that's dead on right. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because now you've really spawned this, because, you know, we're having such serious conversations about what's going on in Washington. So
yes,
we thought it'd be interesting to talk about numbers with you, Dr. Bender, for sure. And everybody is streaming in numbers to me, even here through chat or through the miracle of snail mail. But Kissmaster, one of my favorite chatters, he says 1961. One's a good number.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well,
I was just going to say
all
that.
Good numbers. So what are we talking about? We're digiting down 1961.
1961. He says one.
I love it. So
I think it's good. I think one is good. I've heard that before. One is good. So the one through nine, for people, you taught them how to look at the basics, how to look at the number.
Yes.
The one through nine, how do they figure that out again? So how do you figure if you're at the end of a cycle or the beginning of a cycle? Or
okay, so the way you calculate that is very easy, but we're going to go through it because sometimes it just gets confusing with math. You know how we all are like that. So what you're going to do is take your birthday, and you're going to leave off your year of birth. Just toss that out and put in the current year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for you, Kate, it's 3/30/2013. So it's 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then 12, again, we have to digit that down. 1 + 2 = 3.
Ah, that's how you got that. That's why you asked me about 3. And yeah.
Exactly. That's what your 3 personal year is. So if those of you out there listening are calculating yours, you don't use your birth date, your year of your birth. You use the current year. Okay?
There you go.
That's the distinguishing difference. Yeah, but, you know, each of the numbers, it's wonderful to just know the basic characteristics, because the one is what I call the leader. It's all about leadership, confidence, creativity. It's the march sheer to the beat of a different drummer. A one can get, you know, beaten down a lot in life, but it's the resilience factor. The 2 is that mediator, diplomacy, harmony, cooperation, love, kind of that selfless service that goes with that as well. The 3 is the communicator. It's kind of they're kind of the natural performer, the entertainer. They're all about self-expression and emotional sensitivity. The 4 is what I call the teacher. It's a very hard-working. It's all about stability, process, and security. These people are great systems people, great systems builders. And so the 5 is the freedom seeker. They're the ones who are all about fun, freedom, fearlessness, adventure. They live what I call an ADHD lifestyle, you know, no filter going on usually. A 6, the man who was asking about his 6, he's the nurturer. And yet he's also a visionary, big picture people, very magnetic, and very highly responsible. The 7 is kind of a spiritual seeker, out there to develop trust, openness. They're very analytical and also super psychic, and they're meant to get that and put that together. It kind of takes a lifetime because usually they're one, you know, on one side of the fence or the other.
Got it.
The 8 is the money number, baby.
Money number. So. We're out of time. Tell me what 9 is, quickly.
Oh, humanitarian.
So where can we pick up your book, Redesign Your Life? B&M, Amazon, your website?
Go to my website, FeliciaBender.com. You can actually get some free audio there and also pick up my book through Amazon. Absolutely.
I love it. You were great, Dr. Bender. We'll have you on again. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a good night.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Female 15 OD'd on 20 Motrin and cut her arm with a kitchen knife. Tech 16, lost the scene at code 3-1.
It was the 911 call, and the description was about Paris Jackson, the daughter of Michael Jackson. A lot of people shocked at the fact that she was there crying for help and ultimately had to be rushed to the hospital. This was a suicide attempt, and we're seeing that more and more of this. You don't have to be someone who's a celebrity or has a connection to celebrity or has gone through a dark tunnel, but it seems as though some of this is on the rise with younger people. Joining us now from California is Dr. Lillian Glass, and she's a psychologist and a body language expert. She also has written an interesting book, The Body Language Advantage, Maximizing Your Personal and Professional Relationships with this ultimate photo guide to deciphering what others are secretly saying in any situation. Well, that's a whole other thing in, unto itself for sure. Dr. Glass, thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure to be on your show.
So this happens with Paris Jackson. What are you automatically thinking with everything that you just know what she's gone through?
I think that there are a lot of causes, and this was something happened that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, we see, if we look at her tweets for a whole month, we see that she's depressed. She can't get out of bed. One day she says, the day is half over and I need to get out of bed. So that says something. Then she says here, you know, she can't focus. She tries to distract herself, but nothing works. So you really see patterns and kind of symptoms of depression. You also see how when she says, I can't satisfy anyone, so she feels like she's always in the wrong, that there's no support system there for her. Allegedly, she had gotten in a fight with her brother, and they were very close to one another for all their lives until she started seeing her birth mother, and he was against it. So that put a split in their relationship. He started hanging out with his girlfriend, and she started hanging out with Deborah Rowe, who is her step, her birth mother. And so there are just so many things. People are trying to pin this on the trial and saying, well, it's because she has to go, she has to testify now. That may be part of it, but I think there's things that are more immediate, and that's her personal interaction with people where she feels so alone, so alienated.
Yeah, interesting. I mentioned this, that to me it seems that way, and I know there are some statistics about it. It seems like younger people are struggling with all kinds of issues, bullying, their sexuality, whatever it is, and they're killing themselves, whether it's cutting or jumping or whatever it is. What do you attribute this to?
And what it is the pressure is just enormous. When you look at the social content, you know, when they get on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace, and they attack each other and they bully each other, and how many responses they get may determine what kind of a day they're having. So, you know, there's so many things involved, plus schoolwork. You know, they have a lot of homework to do. A lot of times they can get behind really quickly. There's a lot of pressure to get into school, jobs. There's just so much. Also family problems, family issues. When you look at the divorce rate, one out of every two. So there may be issues at home. It is tough being a kid now than when we were younger.
Yeah, so what do you think can be done about this? More conversation in schools? More discussions? What?
Absolutely. I think we need to really have a place where kids can talk to each other, not just to the counselor, but there could be peer groups where they could really talk about some of their problems, because they'll realize they're not alone, that so many of them have the same type of problems, which may cause for bonding with one another. I think that's very important. There has to be a place where young people can go and they can communicate, and they could just tell what's bothering them, because there's a lot bothering young people these days.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. And I think it's, unless we do something, it's becoming a very vicious cycle, and it's touching so many families, and so many lives out there are being destroyed. And maybe part of that is the breakdown of the family in general. As you mentioned, Dr. Glass, one out of two, that's a staggering number. That has to affect children, right?
And a lot of times kids are going through depression, and we've neglected that. We thought that, oh, depression only happens in older kids or when they turn into young adults. But that's not true, and there could be signs of mental distress, mental disorders. You know, when you look at the degree of Asperger's syndrome and autism, it's all-time high. It's never been this high before. And now you're also looking at depression and other mental issues that are can accompany a person feeling so hopeless. So we really need to screen the young kids also for any potential type of mental disorder.
I talked about the fact that your book is about body language and reading signs, so that's got to be key. How do you know when someone's in trouble?
You see it.
it. You see if they're lethargic, if they're walking around hunched over, if they're not smiling, if their voice is very monotone, and there's no excitement, there's no aliveness in their voice, there's no life, there's no enthusiasm, upward and downward inflection. Those are signs to look at.
Yeah, so to watch to see what you're seeing from a kid. Same thing for adults, true?
Oh, absolutely. And depression is at its all-time high for adults. And a lot of times kids mirror their adult that is taking care of them. And they feel it. They know the pressures. And they oftentimes take it on as their own as well. So that's another issue to think about. But with the job situation, what's going on in the country, the fear factor, we're scared of a lot of things, from terrorists to how we're going to get our next meal to how we're going to pay for things. You know, this is a serious issue in our lives right now.
As somebody who's been in the field for a long time, now you're starting to see that more people are talking about mental illness, and I think it's a disease, and maybe someday we'll treat it like, hey, you can see once it's known that, okay, someone's an alcoholic, someone's got a problem with addiction, with meth and whatever, but why do we not treat mental illness as a disease? I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's still a stigma. It's still a stigma that you're crazy or, someone's better than you, that they're not mentally sick. But it is a very, very common illness. And the more pressure we have, the more we'll start seeing this over and over again. And unfortunately, we're seeing more children cut themselves, just like Jackson has done, just to relieve that stress, relieve that pain that's inside of them.
Yeah, ultimately the key is, it's not always I want to die, but how close can I get so I get attention? Because isn't that it? It's a cry for help,
and it's not just attention. Somebody notice me, somebody take care of me, somebody make this go away, somebody make me feel better. I need to do something to relieve this pain. I mean, she took a whole bottle of Motrin, allegedly, and you think, well, Motrin won't do anything, but, she took it as a way to relieve pain, because you take Motrin for pain, usually menstrual pain or whatever, and so here she's taking this Motrin for emotional pain, and, the cutting to release all that pressure inside of her. So this is serious, and I think teachers need to be aware of it. We need to really pay attention on the playgrounds and also watch the kids. Are they being ostracized, bullied? Are they feeling part of the group? Are they not? Are they being accepted? And this is very, very important. And, one thing I will say with Michael Jackson, he didn't really prepare, not to speak ill of someone who passed, but you really look at how he protected them, and he meant well. He was a very loving father, of course. But on the other hand, it didn't do them well because, they weren't brought up in a way to deal with society. So in essence, they're very young emotionally because
they sheltered.
Haven't...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're absolutely sheltered. Wow, fascinating conversation. Dr. Glass,
great.
We'd love to have you back on again.
I'd love to.
Tell everybody, pick up the book, The Body Language Advantage. Terrific stuff. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me on. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Remember, if you have any thoughts on the show, we thought we would go in a couple of different directions, talk a little numerology, talk about kids and what's happening with the suicide or suicide attempts, and Paris Jackson now has given us the opportunity to do that. Maybe some people will take something from that they can actually look at and learn from and look around them to perhaps help other children. Remember, you can always flip us an email, americatonight.net.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.